afternoon and welcome to the program Midday Show, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo, and on the internet www.radiodemocracy.sl. Me where they bring the program to you this afternoon, my name na Abdullah Ibla. Like all time inside this program, we get plenty news, information, and self-entertainment. So stay with me for the next 1 hour inside the program, Meet the Show. You can be part of the program by way how you can send text message to the number 077-981-981. The number again way for send text message for be part of the program, now 077-981-981. Not forget say, you the same way so get we live online on www.radiodemocracy.sl with support from Usiwa and powered by AfriCell. With the program na Meet the Show, and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo. We dey push the program go before and bring you a first issue this afternoon. Over the past year, some people and organization them don't raise concern about the economy, good governance, thing for it and other thing them. And according to retired Brigadier Julius Madabio, we na one of the flag bearer aspirant them for the All People's Congress for the Sierra People's Party when at the main opposition, one reason we make it a fit for be the next president for make sure the country gets effective and efficient management of economy, good governance, and introduce inclusive growth for all man for reduce poverty, because he say government don't fail for address the AIA. Julius Madabio inside this interview with Muhammad Sharif start for talk about in plan after the March 7, 2018 election.
Government in future, we too want for do now for make sure say we make life better for people in this country. The people then we are the engine for growth, we are the young people then. Women then constitute over 50% of the population. We get for make sure say we develop them, we give them the skills, the knowledge, and the know-how for actively take part in the development process. At the fact for make sure say we get efficient governance and the management of the economy and the state so that we go able to leap forward as a nation. Which means that we get for address corruption, we get for address the management of our natural resources, taking education very seriously, agriculture, and our health. So these are the main components in a way go constitute million programs then going forward.
Mr. Bio, what thing you make up of the present government in terms of good governance, accountability?
Well, at the moment, everybody they grumble about the economy, everybody they talk about change. If we didn't get good governance, nobody not going to talk about change. If we didn't get efficient management of the economy, we know for the grumble about the state of the economy, with the inflation being high, hardship they hit everybody. Of course, few years ago, we may register growth, but growth alone not enough if we not translate them into meaningful activities, you know, for people. Growth not for only register on paper, if we be felt translated into good living for the people. We miss that, and when...
What do you make them miss them?
Well, the windfall we get from mostly the extractive industry, we not invest them properly. We embark on extra budgetary expenditure and we not invest them. So that money they don't go, and now we talk about austerity, but the activities of government definitely, but they should say now austerity then they own.
Some of the ideas them way they actually share, you don't take them to the present government like the president?
Well, they don't have a listening ear. Then if you say they get monopoly over ideas, and they not create the room for really engage the opposition. So we not be able to share all of these. Governance actually for include the opposition, because if we don't wait for 10 years, we still get ideas, we still get people then, we get knowledge. And if they engage the opposition, these are things in terms of knowledge we will share and we will take part.
And if you come, what actually you could do in terms of change that the AI?
Effective and efficient management of the economy and good governance, so that we will reduce poverty and we go introduce what we call inclusive growth. That growth way we the feel we not left anybody behind. At the moment, because of the way the government they manage the state, Sierra Leone is a divided and unjust society. A lot of people feel say they they're not a part of the society, they don't get access to justice, they are barely managing to live. And so until and unless we embark on inclusive growth, where the economy grow, people then fulfill them at their pocket, people then fulfill them in terms of the quality of life, not to just a few.
Mr. Bio, so many questions don't they actually come out from the general public and from certain quarters. How the relationship talk between you and the current president?
I don't get any strange or whatever relationship. He is the president of this country. I'm a citizen, a senior citizen of this country. On those occasions where I don't request for CMS, he don't see me. But we know to party them, we for see with the exchange personal visits and so on and so forth.
But he can call him?
No, I don't just take
him. He can call him?
We not get private relationship. We get a formal relationship. On Ebola, I book for an appointment for CM on two occasions where I've been come, and he grants me, and also give the okay for me to go around this country at a time where movement was much restricted. So they operate at that level, at a formal level, me not a personal friends.
Well, in name na retired Julius Brigadier Mada Bio, and one of the flag bearer aspirant them for the All People's main opposition Sierra Leone People's Party, and if the end of interview day with the reporter Mohammed Sherif, what in them we think about the country and how the country they run. The program you listen to now meet the show, it come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM na Free Tongue and 99.5 FM na Bo. In the same way, so get we online on Radio Democracy, www.radiodemocracy.sl, with support from Usiwa and powered by AfriCell. You can be part of the program by way how you go send text message to the number 077-981-981. The number way for send text message na 077-981-981. We dey push the program go before and bring you another issue. This BNTM, the National Civil Registration Authority, been start for register people all over the country. During the process, plenty people and workman them raise concern them, but plenty challenge them with them being get during the process. Well, as the process done, the Director General na the National Civil Registration Authority, Fode Kamara, don't say during the process, the authority not be able for reach and target where them being they expect for get. He explained more about this to a reporter, Usman Kamara, inside this interview.
The mass registration we do don't go. Because civil registration activities, the events like that, death, marriage, divorce, adoption, all the things, they happen on a daily basis. Now to go full characteristics. Civil registration one, as I always say, it is mandatory, that is compulsory. Secondly, it is permanent. Thirdly, it is continuous. And fourthly, it is universal for everybody. So we still the carry on
the time. The mass registration we are just done, you know, when I'm able to meet like my targets we are not put.
Well, actually, the target will be on me, will not be meet time, because we plan say census count with a figure of 7.1. If the voter registration get 3.1, we target by then, and for cover the full million, you get me.
Total number we are register.
Well, the total number we register being registered, 2,100,000 people. Take into consideration this other thing that I can always talk. We be out without a lockdown, any city, upline, nobody no lockdown. Even mobilization that we done for research, the only people there.
So although like when I'm able to reach the 4 million when I expect, when I feel any like disappointed in any way.
The only disappointment we feel is because we need to get at the 2 million. Because for now we get civil registration right, we need to close that gap. We need at the 2 million. Because when we get them now, we're going to concentrate now on the daily registration. But if you're not going to fill that census gap, then it never say we still get people out there who don't register. And mind you, the purpose of civil registration is for everybody to register. We don't feel completely satisfied, but in certain points we satisfy for say, we are able to target her.
Some workman then say like, from where they do the work, up till now they're not able to get them paid.
Now what you will tell them, men are still patient. Government they work very hard. They will pay them, you get me. The Minister of Finance, they work very hard, and we work together. As I tell you, they don't give them 3 weeks, the 2 weeks, and obviously government will finally go give them. But you have a patient, as I tell you, money to team on the way they go for today, get processed over with food. But we are sure and say, then we get times very soon.
So then center outside people let me to go do the registration during the process. Then center is still good day if anybody will register.
No. Now we don't change the girl, we cut down the number of center, the number of people. We prepare a reasonable budget with personnel we come in, we meet on a monthly basis, you get me. But this one is a huge one that involves a lot of money, involves a lot of vehicles. So what you're going to do for capture that even now, we do at chiefdom level, constituency level at the big city. You get me, Lord Bukavu, so at particular chiefdom, if you get too much, you tell us, say, when I get an associate, so, and so one door. But all that day, now when we present the Minister of Finance, give me go ahead before we go back out for capture the rest of the population of able capture.
Still, the awareness need for go on for the people in no say, even if the process don't done, but still you will come now on our office now yeah, for do a registration, you know. So waiting like the institution they do.
Well, we don't do we don't pass information. In like now, only the city offices then, like Western area, you get urban. The office they anybody want to register can go there. Only this office they do registration at the office. The only two will not get outside centers then. But we advise anybody who wants to register like one of them various offices then. Because we get office now all the 14 districts right now. Office row na MCRA own. Now we get them. So we get personnel and they need permanently equipment in there and we get server in there. Anybody who wants to register for the time they label it and register.
When people expect, you know, because question money go around the body ID card, when people expect forget her.
Then we get her and not go too far, you get me. We don't everything we don't prepare a budget. I believe for say the Ministry of Finance they support you on that for low get people ID card. You know, for you about 4 to 6 million people ID card, even a lot of money.
That's na the executive director na the National Civil Registration Authority and Inafuri Kamara and ibidi end that interview day with the reporter Usman Kamara who said ibidi talk about the challenges we then be faced during the civil registration process and that make then they put things in place now for correct some of the challenges them way them be done they face. The program you listen to na midday show and it comes to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM Nabo. Inside the program this afternoon, we get Lansana Ishaka, we na the head of communication na Il Saloon, and they also for talk about the education trade fair we go come inside this month as well. You come talk more about that. First of all, good afternoon and welcome to the program midday show, Lansana.
Good afternoon, Fambulen.
Somebody would listen where you talk about Hill Saloon as an organization. What in this organization don't they do, or what in the organization they bought?
As I say, Hill Saloon, na organization will be formed actually na for look into humanity affairs in this country, right? They think about the picking them, they think about the disabled them, you know, or they deal with different things now with organization. Right, we not do trade fair when I this education trade fair or do an Amiata com or do the first one we would do an Saint Joseph, the second one would do an Amiata conference, and this third one back they can do an Amiata conference we'll get for Duan.
Okay, before we come to the trade fair as an organization, you say, why don't they do with thing them way get for do with disabled for help? You say humanity or the country people them way less privileged or way vulnerable. Yes. Now organization we cover the country or not just free tongue that they operate.
Actually, because you know, say anything really start now this country, you know, easy. They get me from where we start, and actually, now yeah, we the first, but in the next 3 to 4 months or the travel extend at the provinces, because at least we know we do them from every town alone benefits out of this organization where we don't open. At least we need for going at the provinces, we get people in upline, we get interest over the organization. At times they get call and they tell you say, hey bro, in Sierra Leone with the sunset and they do different things at this country. But why they not able to count on we say with the Bo McKinney you know, Kono, Kenima, now someone or you know, any two way it starts, you know, for easy, you know, you get for go step by step. So, we decide say, at least this one will be they do this race, but will be they do this and free turn inside December. By God grace, at least we will be able to go now the provinces, we will be able to do one day.
Okay, you talk about street fear, we Il Saloon done the organized start last year, and we see safe. Tell me about this street fear and why Il Saloon decide for bring this street fear, and especially at the CM education street fear. Tell me about this education street fear.
This education trade fair, what I can tell you now about nothing new, this is a like a school unlock comrade, and then they go through difficulties, and at least for go now they, if you think for go about your state on the rain for go buy, you know, the school materials for the picking them, then you can see at times like where some woman they go now about your street or inside and they for go buy, you know, now so the thief man and they run after now at the end of the day sometimes the half money we don't spend, we don't fend for come at least may able come buy one or two things for him picking something and go thief and iron. We don't take and say people in the stream, so would sit down as an organization also, but may that not be this will come together, you know, really easy for support picking for may able go school. Then we could not try for create this way for more able, at least we're able to create one side at least we can go able after we school lock. If you want buy for him picking, he go able can at that place, he able buy because we get different things then all kinds of school materials where they think about it, did it right? Okay. What not the need for me you go, you pay transport, maybe you go about your street, you go and suffer under rain, then at the end of the day, sometimes what you go for, you know, you get down, they can't see footing for your thief nyan. So this is no go be. Now we say, well, this trade fair, we able at least do an every year, we able do an Miata conference or risk school lock for more able to see comrade, and now we able go observe and see what thing we do now the place for them picking them.
Okay, we see Il Saloon be do this. I don't know, this is almost
the way,
okay, this is the third time.
Yeah.
Take me back the past two education trade fear them. How a don't turn like in terms of things them where people will go by day in terms of the participation, because we also find out say other organization and can go be part of the trade fair and stuff. Just look back and tell me how the past 2 years we don't turn like we talk about the education trade fair.
Yeah, actually, like how they say, the first one we'll do when Saint Joseph, it may be really easy because of now the first time when we start time, you know, we've been get 1 or 2 3 years we go to school, but actually, like. And say, if you get a dream, at least you get for keep on to your dream. Because like, Oduam, who losses, man, I don't lie to you, losses over how many thousand, but to not mind, just because of, right? We not people, we lack education. And we believe say education and will make you be who that you be tomorrow. So, we decide say, well, this, at least Oduam has sent yourself for maybe succeed. But you not be really, like, the one way they witness and like, the NGOs and we go there. You think about the CSO, we go there at least. Then can you tell what thing really we do as a organization? What makes us say, well, the NGO that we go there and the CSO that we go there, anyone we particular the place, at least at the end of the day, we'll be done. We issue out and at least. What makes us say, what thing for do for them, we do for them, at least we compensate them just because of we then put an under education at this country.
Okay, what about the previous one we una just get last year na the Miata Conference Center, we na the second one?
Very good. Okay, the one we do na Miata Conference, you know, really, I go say, if you think a lot of students in, then go tell you now what we do. We make so say school picking them particular na the trade fair. Then the organization that we then buy boots at the ticket fair, we make sure so we provide boots for them at the ticket fair. At least we give them every day 30 minutes for me to be able to talk to picking them. You think about SIRSA. Then we give them 30 minutes for me to be able to tell the picking them. They able to tell them because like not everybody know the road signs and at this country, especially the picking them. If you look a lot of accidents that where they happen at this country, and then thing and they cause them. So it makes us say then they talk to the picking them, may they able to tell them what I would do for the way they cross line, what I would do for the way you see motorcar they come, the zebra line and
So the people that will be part of the trade fair now different organization them you start to talk about the Saloon Road Safety Authority.
Yes.
We go teach we go like sensitize speaking them about road signs and other things them.
Yes.
What's another organization themselves we don't they go and like showcase or like bring more learning to picking them way they go to this trade fair?
Okay, another organization we tell and thank you when anti-corruption. If you look out to country, you know which way we go to. Presently in our country, right? In terms of corruption, it should at least them in day na the trade fair, they able go teach picking them at least because like then picking them the way they come, tomorrow then get for step in and then get for step outside the big one then day. At least then get for teaching them. May we able know this now country, now yeah we born. Now I feel so for do everything. And we think for we for enjoy in this country. It gets me then teach picking them for me they able at least within a corruption. Corruption how in the damage we image. Right? How it damage you the individual your credibility. So we are able to teach picking able understand within another one day. Then not to the normal. We been get I think about universities and then we did we then go at least then back able go teach picking them about the career guidance and the place because some picking they go school they don't see because they say this man a lawyer maybe I want be lawyer but how you go be lawyer where at least if you want be lawyer you know go they say me na commercial student tomorrow you want be lawyer I don't feel say it go be possible if you be self if you be lawyer self it go money you so or they teach the picking them if you not say you did JSS you want be a lawyer where you sit you back here at least what you for do. Make sure say you try for go na the art stream, right? Where you daily na day you day able at least improve yourself in terms of the English and literature.
Okay, will they come back to you name na Lansana Ishaka in the head of communication na Il Sierra Leone and they are so for talk about the education trade fair where then we get this month yeah we come you can't tell we more but organization them and self business them we can partake man this education trade fair more so the one we get for be inside this year we na inside this August yeah we get for last say so this September the program you listen to na mid the show and they come to you from Radio Democracy 8.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na boy the same way so get we online on www.radiodemocracy.sl with support from Usiwa and powered by Africell. May we the bring come to an edition of the program mid the show. My name na Abdullahi Blah. We the push the program go before and bring you another issue. One driver Musa Fortune wait na the first prosecution witness inside one wounding case na the High Court don't testify na court say the accused been wapam na in face with one ben, with one big bench and damage in jaw. For more on this, we now join with court reporter Matthew Kwati.
One driver Musa Fortune wearing at the complainant and the first prosecution witness inside one wounding case na the High Court. Don't talk na court say na the accused, Idrissa Smith, been wapam na in face with bench and been damaged in jaw na in os na Duazak inside July 2015. We been made he be unconscious that same day. He carry on say the accused Idrissa Smith been do that to him because he been vexed and been get him na mind. We he not been able for give him the 500 news when at the money we been ask him for give him that same day. PW1 Musa Fortune been continue inside in testimony na the High Court say after the accused been wapam na in jaw done with the bench, he been same way so wapam na inside with the same bench. We be make it be for them na grow na in house and that he say be make it be unconscious that same day. The witness been tell the court say where he been come to later na in house, he been report this wounding incident na the New England police station the same day when this incident been happen. Inside they been give a police medical form for go na hospital for medical treatment and he say he been go na the Connaught hospital for treatment. Same way so the witness been tell the court say he know the accused way na possibly he can see na in area. He end up say he been the keep company with him paddy them na in host na Duazak July 24, 2015 na net around 11 o'clock where the accused Idrissa Smith where people they call Taki be attack him and be wound him na in host. The witness been talk all this, where he been the testifying at the High Court before the judge, Justice Combat Commander, Tuesday, August 1st this year, but waiting make the accused Idrissa Smith be wound down inside July 2015. All this be where the accused Idrissa Smith be appearing at the High Court before the High Court judge, Justice Combat Commander, for answer to the offense of causing grievous bodily harm with intent, contrary to Section 18 of the Offenses Against the Persons Act of 1861. Now, State Counsel Yusuf Isaac Cisse, na the State Prosecutor for this case. Same way so, now State Counsel Yusuf Isaac Cisse, na the State Prosecutor for this case, be lead the first prosecution witness, Musa Fortune, where he been a testifying at the High Court Pandis wounding case. Now, Defense Counsel Sonia Bobani Brown, they represent the accused na court Pandis case. Justice Combat Commander do adjourn this wounding case to September 28 this year for the Society for Radio Democracy, Matthew Kwate, the report.
Plenty thank you to Matthew Kwate for that court report. The program you still listen to na midday show and it come to you from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo. You can be part of the program by way of you send text message to the number 077-981-981. You can also be part of the program or safe if you did not Bo and the environs. Tell we how you get we na then side and day and we go know how for improve or maintain in the broadcasting. Well, they push the program go before and we come again to the studio guest Lansana Ishaka, we na head of communication na Il Sierra Leone. We get the 2017 education trade fair. When this will begin?
Well, as I say, this education trade fair I get for begin August 21st. It end September 21st. Okay. So it get for end for 1 month.
Okay. So you don't talk about organization them like SLRSA, like other institution them, you know, where be they go and offer service them. I also understand that they sell education material and other things them. You can like for talk more on some of the things them where then they sell and this education trade fair.
As I tell you this education because like really the education trade fair, what's more make what we say now for a comrade and all kinds of school material if you say you go able provide for a picking, we go able buy a ton for a picking. Again for the day. And they sell books, bags, any type of school material. If you say you go find them for a picking for me, you go to school. Or they sell another trade fair day. So they make they make routine this year for this education trade fair, we say a electoral process. You know, as I tell you, very soon we can't get to election, right? A picking and the way now this year at least, then get for next year, then get for vote. Now then first time this for vote. We get for the day by the teach picking then half for vote. You get me? Half for votes and may you take a right decision for vote for whether you for vote for. And then make could tell every this not about politics. We get for invite all the political parties at least make them be part of this trade fair, right? Because being part of this trade fair, we were able to teach picking then, and we able to even not to picking the big people themselves how we for able know who then order for make as president of this country for more able change with country, right? So if you look within nana that electoral process, then we get different thing them back there, like the CSO that we want invite on the place. Because it talk about EPA. EPA, of a thing say, EPA, if you look, EPA, the routine and they do presenting at this country, you know, say, it for me, they able to stop a lot of problem that we get. I you know for court stick. And we call stick, routine that they after infect. Then we go teach picking and they, and then we teach even big people that we go there. For me, they able know how them for manage we natural resources we God given at this na this land. So it thing and not to EPA no more. It's the class there we do am Brookrest when that college where they I call a Winkinsey Road, right? Then we did it because now if you look IT, a lot of people want go into IT and how you go be a IT specialist. So then we teach picking then. That time then at the place, how you for be an IT specialist? Then what do you for do? For me, you able be part of somebody we good at IT na the world, not only this country no more na the world. So then me daily then not to that some we get different organization then Salon Police been there then they teach picking them for this non-violence because election they come. If we're not able to put full stop to them thing, you not go for easy. So let me invite Salon Police and
all. You also talk about seeing them way then they sell. One go on for no if na ill sell, you know, they sell them or like na a group of traders them where you get for go they get for go build them, boost them or get for put things them for sale, get for be part of this.
No, not to Israel when they sell them at Galendi. Let me if you look, we get a form where we distribute and then shopping, right? It will even around Friton or distribute the letters where you interested. The form right now, it did. If they buy the form, where they go build a boot for you. Where you buy the form, where they build a boot for you. But it depends the kind of price where they pay for the boot, right? Are you paying? Also, will they build for you the form the way you pay, right? Because like we're not going to say now we will sell everything at the place. It just sounds like what we say market and marketplace will provide. A common like if you be the buy books na tongue, you go buy and the 10,000 where you can at the trade fair, or they make sure say you know go reach that amount the way they pay.
Because that now go and ask how yes. It will be affordable more that more so way maybe comrade and go and say that's we get for do with education and you know then go and get access or make them picking them, you know, get educational material.
Yeah, now they tell you. It not gonna be that much costly like why the one with the sell na tongue. Because like if you look who know we country who mama then really then they suffer for me they able provide for more able get education at this country. So at least with the make sure say if book then at all win at 20,000 we can at the trade fair it get on 15,000. If you get bag na tongue within the sell it 35,000 we can at the trade fair at least 20,000 able get on there.
Because like what about the security and what thing somebody will go on for go inside the trade fair for do need for pay or not free for go inside?
You know go for be free actually because like if you look also will they do the trade fair and pay we still get for pay for the place. But at least it not gonna be much, right? Because if we say for more able make the way sometimes we can do tangles na stadium and we then do exhibition at stadium and I go fine because this is an education business. At least we go for put on so sometimes we a little even picking maybe a go able afford that money for me able go inside and you go see what in the trade fair they talk about, right? So like the price in terms of the security, me don't worry about that. And make we say Sierra Leone police and therefore be part of and you know saying inside with police they. Aside, at least we then will be able to put things in place.
Okay, plenty. Thank you. Continue for day with me at the studio. In name na Lansana Ishaka, Head of Communication, Il Sierra Leone. And today also for talk about the upcoming education trade fair we get for be na the Miata Conference Hall Kapak. And it will begin August 21 and it will end September 21. We say different school material and educational education get for day for school picking them. Inside this trade fair, well, get for can't tell you more about how far they done day with their preparation. Continue for day with you inside the program. What would the push the program go before? But not forget, you can be part of the program by way of you go send text message to the number 077-981-981. You can ask Lansana any question we get for do with the issue. He can discuss now the program and he go day in place for answer. But let me just take quickly another material. This one get for do with the jogging. We plenty concerned on the come off as this BNTM, the Inspector General of Police Francis Munu ban street jogging for sake of this make some people where don't organize jogging and don't the jog risk concern say the reason them where the IG use for ban street jogging not to true as then say the people them where don't the jog over the weekend not the thief or block traffic and self do other thing them where the IG say they can do and make them ban street jogging. Well, we reporter Musa Kamara look inside this, talk to some people in the street of Freetown within the jog and put this report together.
Some of them, they obstruct traffic, snatch people and property, people and phone and other things there.
I'm not convinced, sincerely, that then Sunday jogging, the boys in the ground, sack people in the market.
Plenty people don't they use jogging for physical fitness and serve plenty organization them, like social group, religious group, politicians, and humanitarian organization them, don't they use jogging as a means for raise awareness and different thing them as saloon. But this BN10, the Inspector General of Police, Francis Munu, pull word na do say, people not for come together as group for a jog na streets. And this na the reason why he been talk for Seka indecision.
For quite some time now, we see a large number of people, especially on weekends, they jog. And when then they do so, then they go and cause problems where some of them they obstruct traffic, some of them they knock vehicle them, some of them they play loud music, snatch people and property, people and phone and other things them. And we feel say it's not good for the peace and security of the general public. So if you say this na a wrong idea, and for discourage them.
Ibrahim Ture, now one person where don't they organize jogging in community?
Several years, I organize jogging because of I'm a stakeholder in this community. But like, I cannot foresee nobody keep fit in that area. It puts the community together, we are in, where they interact, they get some peace and sanity to prevail in the community where we get less violence. Even the jogging, we call them non-violence jogging, compulsory that we only put on white t-shirts to show that my peace.
Ibrahim Ture same also talk about the way he be received the message we get for do with the ban where the Inspector General of Police don't ban group jogging na streets where people can do during the weekend.
Me you see that with mixed feeling because everything be peaceable between na the community. You know, and they get any kind of issue, we warrant we for go court or police station over the jogging.
Ajimunu been continue for talk about the reason why they stop group jogging na streets.
I mean, I don't think say in right forget our people them where they go and cross na streets, they go and utter some obscene languages, jog people and phone and other items. As far as we concern, na a public order issue, and we get the mandate for deal with public order. In the interest of public order, we don't ban them public jogging the day.
Ibrahim Ture, where don't they bring people together for jog? Na a community, they get this for say.
I'm not convinced, sincerely, that then Sunday jogging, the boys in the ground, sack people in the market. I don't see them yet. My deprived and deprived, sincerely speaking, to stop the jogging. As of now, we need to make we interact with yourself and get some peace. As at the table, white always really disturb me feeling.
At the same way, so turn the mic to some people and Freetown for get them view on this issue.
The decision of the IG, why decide for take up that stance there? If they decide for envision that there are certain things that we want come way bad, then the IG decide for say I will stop this. I believe say for the good of the country, it's okay for me.
I just hope so no more. You do it in good faith and you don't get any political routine and call BNM. Personally, I never witness people the way they jog. Because you know the Kudena song, most of the people like they want to come out sport, people want to come out game, then the body and they can do anything, they jog, jog phone, jog bag, but people that really jog Sundays, I know ever witness her. I know even here and saying that they end up and anything, because most of the Sundays, they can do the jogging, the street can almost empty.
When I should have exercise them all for just flexi muscle, like the Malaya business, they come on like your system, then muscle will loose. And then continue that jogging. Well, according to real jogging, we will not be disturbing anybody. We will not use no verbatim language for say, we will sing them Baba sing. No.
Then people also end up for call on the Inspector General of Police for make Ingo consider for lift the ban way down ban street jogging and self control people where they jog na street. As them say, now through jogging, they can keep themselves fit and safe, bring youth man them together for communicate positive message to them and then community. For the Society for Radio Democracy, me, Namusa S. Kamara.
Plenty thank you to Musa Escamara for the reports day. The program you still listen to na midday show, and it comes to you from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo. Well, for now, let me just relax and take this music. Say you don't enjoy that music day we Emma Singiri inside the program we don't teach you plenty in them. Well, the program you still listen to na midday show, and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo and the environs. And me with the bring come today in edition of the program midday show. My name na Abdullah Gbla. We get if you want to be part of the program, you can be part of form by way how you can send text message to the number 077-981-981. You see, we also get to it online on www.radiodemocracy.sl. This now with support from Usiwa and powered by AfriCell. We they push the program go before, and now we they look at some text message them inside the program. This one also they say no doubt Madabio is the right man for presidency. Is always positive in his thoughts. It come off from Salon Dauda from Bohajibu. This one here, so they say The retired man speaks well, but the most important thing he needs to know now is to maintain peace, the peace process in the party, or else I'm afraid if there will be any change for him come 2018 election, it will come from OPEX. This one here, so they say, is Marabio an honest man? He has forgot that he did what he did to the economy of Mama Saloon. Okay, this one not so clear. This one also they say, Mr. Bla, I'm really happy to hear the voice of Mr. Bio. Since the SLP aspirants, we are saying a lot of manifesto, but we never had the sound of the most wanted leader, which is Mada Bio. Mada Bio, you are the savior of this country. Do fulfill your good manifestation. They come up from KY's now. Bongeya, that's a chiefdom Moyamba district. This one here, so they say, I am Jibrila Kamara of Passionate Lane. Is back to what Mr. Bio was saying. So if he got any way to help Sierra Leone because of the ruling party, he will do it for Mama Saloon. Because from the parts of the interview, from what I had, I also analyze to my own. Well, this is not so clear. And not the deposit try for CD. Well, we'll take other one. This one is this one is they say, mature of blessed Texas. Honestly speaking, the present status of the country is not easy, as the standard of living is really difficult to plenty citizens of Saloon. Well, we go take the last one for now. This they say, some people get involved into the weekend jogging with different intention, while others for physical exercise. So the police needs to revisit their ban from OPEX for na Dwazak. Well, now all this we go take for now. Now we text a message inbox with 077-981-981. Well, I come to you again, Lansana Ishaka, when the head of communication in Sierra Leone. Now, you don't talk about a different thing that we get for the inside the education trade fair, talk about education material, them service them from different institution them. If somebody who is listening right now, maybe get in institution or get in business, we get for do education, what for be part of this education trade fair, then what in the person for do?
If one be part of this trade fair, you can go number 50 Edward Street, you go pick it from there, when I free, you know they pay nothing. Right? So the form, pass the transport, we go pay for go there. Because no get way for refund, but you know they pay nothing.
That's for reform. For what reform. About for go be part of the
trade fair?
Yes, the trade fair. As okay. Somebody will go for go sell in business or for go exhibit in business.
Well, we'll get a boot them. We'll get them by way the way we state under the form. When you take the form, it will go look where you look at the front of the form. It will see how we pen and the. Because if you want a boot with a small size, it price it na the form. If you want when a big size, it price it na the form. You wear the sell book, you wear a CSO, you price it. You wear a school, you price it. Every organization gets your own price na the form. So we pick up the form, we go look when it come at the. And let me see the front page. You dey see we state everything there. OT for pay. What you for do? So you go choose among the box them. You tell or among the box that you tick them. Then you reply back with the form. Then we give you we call you say well. What say you want? Cancel. What say you want? It point. What say you want? We mends up pay for you. If now we go for boot, build a boot for you. We build a boot for you. Then.
Okay. One way the list in a way sabi the Miata conference all car park. Maybe the person will say, considering the type of trade that the movie gets, where they sell different educational material or the organization, them plenty, the place go be, you know, adequate, the place go do for people them way, like, go on for come as plenty as possible for can exhibit them at them business?
Yeah, it's going to be like, we're going to pay for the one with car park, you know, the front, then even inside, because not say this is not raining season, even inside, we able to pay for the back, almost don't pay for the. So when you come, at least you can walk around, then you go inside, you go up. I believe say yanda is enough at least for me able occupy, or wouldn't want be part of this street fair for me able occupy inside in there.
Okay, continue for day with me. We they push the program go before in him na Lansana Ishaka, we na the head of communication na Il Sierra Leone. Will they take up, will they quickly take another material? The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology being the Freetown Secondary School for Girls in a FSS the 3-year provisional approval for the private school. Inside one meeting where the board of trustees all with journalists them, the parents and other with the public at the FSSD school compound Monday, July 31, they mean say from September 2017, FSSD will begin one shift. Usai the treasurer and the FSSD board of trustees and member na the board of governors, Ebun Thomas, say the board don't put all things in place, we go make all school picking them get place September 2017 and assure parents them say they no go add any charge them for school fee and other charge them, and talk more about the FSS the one shift system to the own Elizabeth Ali Blango inside this interview.
Today when we come, Nafoka explain to the parents, guardians and the general public the reason why we want to go one shift, and for explain to them all the things we don't do, for put everything in place. We're going to make sure, say, non-picking, nobody will not get place come September this year under the one shift.
You don't talk about the reason we make all our ones for make the FSSG come one shift. One way they listen, we ask which are the things we don't put in place.
We don't identify all the classrooms them and as we tell them that we don't recently find out that we get even more classrooms than we need. The only thing we will not get enough of, we will do the first visit, the furniture. But as you said, don't see, we build furniture now. We get over 300 to 400 old ones that we will repair. By the end of the day, we will get enough furniture and enough classroom space for every picking.
Say the classroom then plenty for the picking them. Say we almost picking them, we get for the inside one classroom.
The class size they different. Some class they will have 50, some class they 48, so class living at 38. As we say, we not change anything. Now the school and give you the list of almost speaking and then at each classroom. So now according to that list, they will go.
We don't say any year school picking them with the enroll now different schools them. Tell me what in are the brands them we wanna put in place for make sure say picking them where they enroll come at the school.
Right now until they get picking them at GSS 1, they go GSS 2. The number we come on at GSS 1. Now they will prepare for back now the new GSS 1. The number we come out now SSS 1, now they will prepare back for the one we pass the K where they come. The maximum number of picking them according to the list we give you the 50. And the minimum chairs and desks they will put in the classroom then the 50.
The teacher are willing for coming to this one shift.
We don't get problem with the teachers then na junior secondary school. All them there for the for teach like 1 hour or 2 hours more. The teacher in the SSS, some of them we don't use for come school 12 o'clock. Maybe they get some other job where they do for 12. We don't ask them for me for let them tell me. We don't ask them principal for let it go and ask them for let them tell me who that one for come and who that no one for come. I hear recently say it don't pass a list. But we they get a meeting of the 2017 planning committee with the principals, members of the board of governors, members of the board of trustees, Friday with the council. Hopefully it will give you that list day. You know, say the school year they end in August. When that time they would have one for left school in the left, then that time they would recruit new teachers.
FSS is in one school way for a long time now. People are not here when it comes to national exam, like WAS, BEKE, and the like. So you feel the way this one shift will start come September 2017, it will create any impacts in that direction?
We will see remarkable difference because the beginning will get almost twice the time more than they get with the teacher now. Now that's something like a 20 minutes or 15 minutes teaching time. After the teacher don't come like the class, he don't settle and don't 5 minutes, he don't go over it, he been teaching in the other period before that. Now 15 minutes no more he gets. But when they go one shift, now 40-45 minutes time it is spent now every class. And if you get 2 periods now 1 hour, you go find out the beginning, then they get more notes, then they get more assignments, and that obviously go improve them and it will reflect on the examination and the results then with all the factors that they before begin get better results good result like we FSSGB use.
So this one shift will get forget any charges or it will get for remain the same?
We know the charge one penny, nothing on the chain. The only thing with the chain are the same way they come away then they go, we know the charge penny.
Okay, in terms of school fees?
Nothing, not the same government school fee and everything with them in the panel and with the bank. We know they interfere with how they run their school. Only thing will be the be instrumental in for make sure say the school settle down in one shift, in one school, all man come in the morning and go back after them.
They come September, what are the difference where the school picking them and the parents them will meet when they come to school?
All them will meet a beautiful school, and as you have seen right now with the paint, with the do general information. We don't have to call one of the press where we don't put all the information there inside all the classroom then.
Some parents them right now not glad they meet out and girl picking in particular day. So how you feel say this one shift will help parents then?
It go give parents of collect.
Inim na Ebun Thomas and in na the treasurer na the board of trustees and say board of governors na the Freetown Secondary School for Girls. And if the end of interview day with free reporter Elizabeth Ali Blango, let me quickly take spot update for today.
Democracy. Inside sports update today, the Indonesia club Persib will like to restart Carlton Cole, then I'll be forced to bring a league footballer because of promoting the club sign him inside match and not score no goal yet. Barcelona don't confirm say Neymar don't ask for left the club, and Neymar don't set for be the world record most expensive player this summer.
Sorry for that wrong material. Okay, the program they continue mid the show. Well, I come to you, Lansana Ishaka. Now we not get much time inside the program, and the education trade fair they begin August 21. Waiting, you go on for tell parents and would they listen, you know, about this as a way for say goodbye.
I appeal to all the comrades and really down there for me at least me they able come on this street fair and able see what thing we they try for talk about. Me they able compare the prices so get for get under and me them go compare with the one we waiting at home. Then they not come pan on the back like we don't send the letters to the donor partners. We they beg them at least me they able come on board and able support this street fair for me able boost education system in this country.
Plenty thank you to you, Lansana Ishaka, head of communication, in Sierra Leone. Anybody on the air this afternoon for tell we something about the education trade fair where they come up inside this August. Well, the program you're going to listen to now midday show and it don't come to you live from Radio Democracy at 8.1 FM. Well, I am midday show go tap for today. Plenty thank you to me company reporter them. We don't go out and bring you different reports and interview them inside the program. To me producer Fatima Sise, Alex Lawrence Kuruma and the rest of the production team, and to you Parkinson Otis Thomas for technical support. Me would on the behind the mic for bringing the program this afternoon. My name is Abdullah Blah. So till next time with this program, I will come away again. For now, I will say tata.